Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green grass tumble.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Somebody's out there looking for Dr. Sergey, and when we find him, we'll let you know. Today is September 11th. I'm trying to think what. That day is an important day to remember. Oh, yeah. That was the day that the towers disappeared in New York City. And I have in my hands a really heavy book. It's a coffee table book. And it's written by Dr. Judy Wood. She has a Bachelor of Science, Master of Science, and a Ph.D. She was a university professor, Clemson University. And she wrote a book called Where Did the Towers Go? Where Did the Towers Go? Question mark. And I'm reading from the cover. Where did the towers go? Question mark. Evidence of directed free energy technology on 9/11 or September 11th. And there's a picture of the towers in freefall, turning to dust, literally turning to dust. And for those of us who have experimented with, you know, we were younger, with firecrackers, and, you know, we tried to burn a stack of wood in the fireplace, and, you know, we've experimented with welding rods and torches and things like that. You know, we do that at the shop. We weld. And you know, those of us who have had a sledgehammer and tried to break up a piece of concrete, it's darn hard. It's hard to do. And one of the things about concrete is that it has the same coefficient of expansion as steel. So the rebar, the reinforcing bar that's embedded in concrete, expands and contracts at the same rate as concrete. And that's really neat, because otherwise the rebar would crack away from the concrete. But if you think about it, how is it possible that the concrete turned to dust? How is it possible that the steel went away? How is it possible that the water tanks that were in the World Trade Center, I mean, they didn't pump water all the way up and just have it under pressure from pumps. There were tanks, water tanks in the tower, high up on the tower, so that we'd have water pressure all the way down. There are elevator cables, electric motors, steel desks, metal window frames, really heavy iron beams, I-beams, structural beams, windows. Where'd they go? They turned to dust. Right? How is it that you had this really tall tower, and by the time you were done, you had a small pile, you know, a couple stories high. A couple stories high. How's that possible? Well, on the cover it said, where did the towers go? Evidence of directed free energy technology on 9/11. Dr. Judy was on the air with us many, many times. It was on YouTube. Of course, YouTube was kind enough to scrub all of our work, about 10 years worth of work. It's no longer there. So I can't direct you to do a search for USA Prepares Dr. Judy Wood. spelled W-O-O-D, first name Judy. It's gone. But we went through this book, and we never got through the whole book. I mean, we hardly got through maybe 5% of the book and went page by page. We would do a broadcast, an entire hour of broadcasting, and we'd get through maybe 2 pages of this book. How big is the book? Well, it's 500 pages even, 500. It's got glossy pictures. It's got, you know, photographs. It's got pictures of people jumping out of windows. You got to ask yourself, why? Why is it that people who were above the flame, why is it that they were jumping out of the window? Why is it that they took most of their clothing off? Why? Have you ever been really, really hot and taking your clothing off, you know, in a building? Have you ever done that? Have you ever been in a building where you were maybe 600 feet in the air and you thought it was safer to jump out of the window than to try to find a way down the stairs? That's what happened. There are literally pictures of people jumping out of windows, taking their outer clothing off. Now, if you were in a fire and you're faced with a flame, would you take your clothing off? Or would you put more clothing on to protect you? What would you do? Like, it's kind of a rhetorical question, right? I mean, would you really take your clothing off and expose your skin to flames? Would you do that? Or is it possible that those people who were standing in the window frames, hundreds of feet in the air of the World Trade Center building, is it possible they were being cooked from within? Cooked from within. And that's why they were taking their clothing off. Because I can't think of anybody in his or her right mind who, when faced with a flame, would take their clothes off and jump out of a window. If you want to buy a copy of the book, it might still be available. Where did the towers go? Where did the towers go? Evidence of Energy-Directed Free Energy Technology by Dr. Judy Wood. She used to teach at Clemson University. Something happened, and she no longer teaches there. And that happened right after she wrote this book. And I've asked her on the air many times, Dr. Wood, what do you think? What do you think happened? And the answers I always got, well, you know, and I'm paraphrasing. I'm just presenting the facts. Just presenting the facts. That's what she was saying. She was just presenting the facts. Here are the pictures. You make up your own mind. What do you think happened? She was supposed to speak at USA Prepares Get Prepared Expo. A couple of them here in Missouri. Something happened. And she never made it. Now, she's alive. But she was when I last checked. But she did not make it to the expo. And I'm not sure why. And I can't get in touch with her. And I have her phone number. And her email address. Maybe it's too painful to talk about. In many ways. So, you know, if you think about it, the towers turned to dust. The steel seemed to disintegrate on the way down in free fall. There's paper all over the streets below the towers. Paper. Now, why is it that there are no desks No metal desks. You know, commodes, toilets, they're made out of porcelain. They're heat treated. They can withstand quite a bit of heat. Where'd they go? Where'd the pipes go? Where did the iron pipes that are fire resistant, you know, the ones that have the sprinkler system water, those pipes that hang from the ceilings? They're made out of iron. Can take an enormous amount of heat. Where'd they go? Where did the water coolers go? Where'd the elevator doors go? You gotta ask yourself, where'd they all go? And if you look at the rubble, you don't see that rubble. You don't see desks and toilets and sinks and those kinds of things. What you see is, at the bottom, there was some structure, metal structure. You know, 3 stories, 4 stories tall at the most. A lot of dust. And papers. You know, like papers that would be used in an office. How come the papers didn't burn, but the steel disappeared? How is that possible? Did you ever try to light a fire in a fireplace, or maybe outside? How about in a fire pit? You know, you take some diesel fuel. Some people use gasoline. It's more volatile. It's really dangerous to use gasoline. But they might take a little bit of diesel fuel. I'm not suggesting you do this. I'm just asking the question. Take some diesel fuel and throw some wood in there. You know, just get the fire started. How come if you have a fire pit and it's made with concrete blocks and you start it with diesel fuel, how come the concrete blocks don't turn to dust? How come? Why is that? Why is it that the whole building turned to dust above the flames and below the flames? How is that possible? Well, it's nothing that I've played with. It's nothing that I've experimented with. I don't have, you know, the backyard technology to turn a building to dust. I'm just asking some questions. And isn't it interesting that building was full of asbestos, which is a fire retardant insulation, and it was a health hazard because it was built using asbestos as insulation, and they were going to tear it down. Maybe they did tear it down. You need to look at some of these pictures. If you get a chance to see this book, Where'd the Towers Go? You will see, you'll see nothing but dust. And then you'll see cars and vehicles on the road. And part of the vehicle's burned to a crisp, kind of like Maui. And the rest of the vehicle's untouched. Only part of the paint is burned on a vehicle, and not the other part.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Because I hadn't had thought about preparing for this particular class. This is just off the top of my head. And but it brings back memories of broadcasting with Dr. Judy Wood. And so I'm looking at pictures in this book of vehicles that were burned, but just partially burned. You've seen the pictures of Hawaii and the vehicles that burned to a crisp and they're missing some of them missing the hoods, some of them missing the front bumpers, the quarter panels. Well, they were plastic, right? But in this book, there's some pictures of like ambulances and fire trucks, and they caught on fire. But not all of them caught on fire. Not all of the vehicle. I'm looking at a picture on page 292. There's a picture of an imported car. The tire's on fire. Just the tire. The trunk, the bumper, the plastic bumper, that's all fine. Just the tire's on fire. This vehicle was on the ground. And the tire's on fire. Here's another one. The vehicle's fine, but the front tire's on fire. Yeah. We do? Okay, great. Sergey's here.
And, hi. How are you?
Hey, you're welcome. We've only got about 6 minutes, 5 minutes left. That's good to hear your voice.
So, wonderful. I'm so sorry. I was in a procedure.
I understand. Medicine first. So, Dr. Sergey, here's a question for you. There's a young gal, about 5 years old or so, and she was on vacation with her parents and visiting a foreign country. And the parents and the child thought it'd be great to have one of these henna tattoos. So daughter got this tattoo and, thinking that it's not permanent, it's just a temporary thing, and it's probably fun, at least in the child's mind. Maybe the parents thought it was fun, too. I don't know what they're thinking. But they went to wash it off, and there's a permanent scar as a result of a violent reaction that this girl had with this henna tattoo on her skin. This brings to mind the question. When somebody gets a tattoo, I'm convinced that nobody receiving a tattoo really knows what the ingredients of that tattoo are, whether they're topical or whether they're injected dyes injected into the skin. I mean, I don't think the tattoo artists know exactly what the chemical composition of those colored dyes are, and I don't think they do. I don't think they're chemists. I don't think they were there when the dye was made. I think they...
That's a really good question. You have to, if you're going to work with a tattoo artist, and I have patients and clients who do that, and then I have others that don't, that's a really important point. First of all, if you're going to work with somebody, first of all, think twice about, anything that you do to your body. I mean, of course, anything that you're putting in, make sure that you're going to be happy with it down the line. Pros, cons, in other words, what's the reasons, also the quality and the trustfulness of the artist, because I see a lot of people in the emergency room who basically get low quality or cheap or homemade or friend or body does something, or they can do something themselves, and then they get infected and then allergic reactions, all kinds of stuff. People use, my God, if I were to tell you, some of the stuff, people have done, you can't even imagine it. Truly can't even imagine it. Human imagination is beyond imagination. Let's put it that way.
I'll bet you, going to work in the emergency room is a real eye opener. Just exactly what you said. People do. There used to be a television show. Children were, it's called, I think children say the darndest things. You never know what's going to come out of their mouths. And I think what you're seeing is, behavior that's just, you never know. But seriously, why would a parent of a young child allow somebody they don't know to apply something to the child's skin and say, well, isn't that cool? That looks great. Look at that. Without knowing.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Sergey, it's been great broadcasting with you. I got Frank coming on.
Former
we'll see
CIA
you.
Officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Today is Patriot Day. 22 years ago, the terrorist attacks on America took place. Kilauea, one of the most active volcanoes in the world, began erupting yesterday after a two-month pause. The volcano is in a national park on the Big Island. The Hawaii Volcano Observatory said the eruption was observed in the afternoon at the summit of Kilauea. The observatory reported gases released by the eruption will cause volcanic smog downwind from Kilauea. The alert level was raised to a warning status, and the aviation color code went to red. A newly found comet is roaring through our cosmic neighborhood for the first time in more than 400 years. The comet, roughly 1/2 mile in diameter, will sweep safely past Earth tomorrow, passing within 78 million miles. You'll want to look toward the northeastern horizon about 90 minutes before sunrise, near the constellation Leo. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Watch it. I know there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the
season...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking with Frank Chenko in Canada. You know, he is an appliance repair technician. He installs HVAC systems. He got a lot of years under his belt, taught at the college level. And here he is teaching with us here at USA Prepares.
You know, I was pondering this. I used to teach to about 20 students at a time because the laws of the college, that's how they allowed you to teach. I mean, I don't know how many people are listening to us right now, but I feel so satisfying that I'm putting up what I know of so many years of experience to our class and to our students.
Yeah, Frank, I wanted to ask you a question.
Thank you for that opportunity. Sorry?
You're welcome. Thank you. I wanted to ask you about teaching, and the class knows that I was a teacher as well in the public training camp. Pretty much every grade from kindergarten through master's in business administration level at the university. And what I found was the class size is really, really important. So if you have a typical classroom, we'll talk like the public training camp, public school,
mm-hmm.
20 students is fine, 21 is a little tougher, way more tough than 20. When you get up to 23, you got a real problem. 24, I think, breaks the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about, you know, you just can't add a few more here and a few more there. And after a while, it's unmanageable, regardless of the student's behavior. It becomes unmanageable in the public school. Have you noticed that as well? Somewhere
around
23?
I did notice, but you got to remember, I was teaching a trade. And mm-hmm. there's a whole story around there. Now, imagine 20 students with a torch trying to brace piping in the class. But the bad part about all this, Vince, is they canceled our appliance repair classes, which were very successful. Every student that came to our classes, almost all of them ended up with a job or self-employed. And then they decided, the brains, that they weren't making enough money by just having 20 students. So they kind of got rid of the program, which was a great program, I thought, and put more than 20, maybe 50 students. Guess what they were doing? Learning how to do computer programmers. How many computer programmers? Plus money. So we had three classes, which were three different like classrooms, where one for the laundry, one for the cooking, one for refrigeration. And those three classes were filled then with 50 plus students learning mm-hmm. how to do computers. I have not.
Yeah, you know,
I wish I. Sorry.
Okay, that's very interesting that you mentioned that. I'll tell you why. I was hired as the network designer, computer systems consultant, to build a network and the computers and teach the instructors, the teachers, how to use them at an alternative school. So this was a school that was designed to teach the trades, okay, exactly what you're talking about. So there were networks for the computers in each classroom. Cosmetology was taught, you know, hairdressing, masonry, framing, roofing, electrical, plumbing, automotive body shop, automotive repair, those kinds of things. Hands-on, real hands-on. And so I built this network, and everything was going great. And then something happened, and I think this was around maybe approaching the year 2000. It was in the 1990s, but approaching the year 2000. They decided that they were going to get rid of the welding. Don't need any welding. Don't need any plumbing. Don't need to teach framing, roofing, auto body repair, auto mechanic repair, cosmetology. Don't need to teach anything. We can teach how to use Microsoft Office.
Yes.
And we can build houses on a screen. You don't need any hammers. You don't need nails. You don't have to hold a saw. You don't even have to. There doesn't have to be a saw anywhere on campus. But you can build houses, and you can look at them. And if you make a mistake, you can just use the eraser tool and just erase that mistake. Or you can hit delete the file and start over. I saw it. I was there. You know, we were in separate countries together.
Yeah.
And watching the demolition of trades mm-hmm. and trade education.
Well, but God never closes a door without or closes a window without opening a door. I started my own business. I've been in it for 40 years. I've never been happier in my whole life. So if any of the students out there want something that's very satisfying, rewarding, is look at a trade. See what you like to do. I mean, and don't feel like, oh, I'm already too old to that. I had students in my class that were like on their 50s, and they were looking for something to do that was meaningful at that time in their lives. And guess what? A couple of them ended up opening at that time. Secondhand appliance is such a big thing. And we used to run around the streets of our big city here trying to find any appliance that was available. It was actually very funny in those olden days. But, of course, things change when things start, appliances start to be really cheap as they came from out of the country and then the whole kind of. But I still, like Kyle said, trades are very expensive to get because there's a shortage of us. And like I'm 68 today, believe it or not, Vince, it will never be a happy day in my birthday day because of 7-Eleven. But and most of us are within that age bracket, and it's sad.
Well, happy birthday, Frank. I didn't know it was your birthday. And so you're 68. Yeah, I'm 71. Yeah. And, you know, before the broadcast class today, I thought I'd weave this in with the discussion. And some people might be wondering, some of our students and instructors might be wondering, Vinny doesn't talk about the campground very much anymore. How's that going? Well, we've got campers here. And before class, I hopped in the Jeep, drove down to the campground, which is still on our farm. It's all contiguous. And I drove down, delivered some eggs and some of our beef, and we've got campers coming throughout the week. And there's something interesting that's happening. Somehow campers who are hunting, you know, they reserve some hunting land, and they need a place to park their camper trailer, and they want to stay here for like a month or two or three or four. And literally, so that kind of thing is happening.
Wow.
And it's really wonderful. And Frank, and this actually weaves into a question I'd like to ask you, but you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. What I found with our campground is every single person who's been here so far has been asking me a million questions about preparedness, self-sufficiency, those kinds of things. I nonstop questions. They want the answers, and they found that they can get them here.
Mm-hmm.
All of them right here. And so they found us. I mean, I didn't go out beating the bushes saying, y'all come here. I mean, it says on our website that this is what we offer, but people have found us. We don't advertise. And there's that common thread in all of our campers that they want to become self-sufficient and preparedness-minded,
mm-hmm.
more preparedness-minded. So that's, and I was telling one of our campers this morning that the instructors find us, and there's a common thread, and all of us feel this pretty much the same way, except for one guy who's still learning.
Yeah. But he's turning around.
He's turning around. We all live pretty rural,
mm-hmm.
and we take care of our families and ourselves, and we build things, and we, you know, garden and all those kinds of things. So here's the question I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked every single instructor except you this question.
Okay.
And and you don't have to answer. If you don't want, you can say, I'm not going to tell you.
I'll sit down.
No,
okay.
No. It's real simple. Real simple. And the question is, calling. Something told me about 13 years ago that I should do this. Something told me, like we'll call it God, we'll call it out-of-body presence, we'll call it an inner voice, we'll call it something like that. Something told me, I had this feeling that I should do this. I couldn't explain why. I have, you know, in-laws, I have outlaws. Outlaws are in-laws. And it's just a term I use for the people I married into their family. And I love them all. And I wanted them to understand a little bit more about preparedness. And I had a great deal of difficulty saying, you know what, instead of buying just like two cans of soup, why don't you get a case or two or three or four? And, you know, it's not going to be any less expensive if it's on sale. Buy it now and keep it cool and dark, and it'll last for years and years. And get some pasta while you're at it, and some green beans, some cans of corn, some flour, get a bread machine. You do all these things and prepare for yourself, because it's less expensive if you do it in bulk. And you can eat it anyway. So only buy the things you're going to eat. And but I couldn't get that message through. So I had a Preparedness Expo. I thought, well, okay, so if we bring in some other instructors who say the same thing, maybe they'll believe them. Okay, cause certainly don't believe me. And so none of my relatives, in-laws, or outlaws have ever come to our expo. They don't tune into the broadcast either. I mean, they just don't do it. And I can't explain it. But what I have found is the people who are with us, the instructors, have felt the same kind of inner voice. And I've asked Dr. Sheely, I've asked Dr. Sergey, I've asked Kyle, I've asked every single one, except you. I haven't asked you. Have you had that same kind of a feeling, inner voice, some kind of a guidance system saying that you should do this?
Well, the correct answer, Vince, no. But the right answer is this: Mrs. Pacheco, who is a little bit older than I am, made that decision and kind of took my hand and says, let's move out of this big city. I had a beautiful business where I was. I was, just totally involved in it. And she said, no, there's a better life than that. And we ended up moving to a small village up here in the northern part of Ontario. Then, of course, I discovered what she was missing, and that we had quite a bit of land. She started doing her own gardening and along. Now, obviously, I was still a little younger and still wanted, obviously, to work. And it wasn't long before my business grew up here. But I thank her every day, Vince, for being out of the big city. And and I just, like, my body hurts from me pinching it so much, because as I drive around these beautiful country roads up here and saying, why didn't I do this? So Mrs. Pacheco is responsible for me being up here.
Yeah. Well, but that wasn't the question. The question was broadcasting, teaching on air. Was there something guiding you to say, you know, I need to call in the USA Preparers and, you know, maybe share some knowledge? Did something guide you into do that? That was my question.
Okay, the music say, when I come back, we'll then. Yeah. I misunderstood the question. Okay.
Yeah. I think that was a great answer about getting out of Dodge.
But
that was a great answer. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So before we get into technology, I just thought I'd ask Frank this question, Frank Pacheco in Canada. Have you felt some kind of a guidance, an inner guidance, to suggest you should be part of this broadcast classroom to teach people to donate your time, from which there's no compensation whatsoever, just sharing the knowledge that you've learned over the years? And every instructor that whom I have asked has said yes. And this spans all across every faith that our instructors are. So we have some every faith you could probably think of, we have. However, we all believe, you know, in a creator. They have different names. But all of us have felt this guidance to share at USA Prepares. And so the question is, did that happen to you as well?
Well, now that I understand the question a bit more, the answer is one big yes. I discovered U.S. Prepares many years ago, loved Norman Chili and how he put out all that information. And I'm not joking to the class that I literally have a little notepad beside my bed that I write things down that I think of are interest to me. I put the date and the program and go back. And that's such a beautiful thing that GCN has. I mean, I don't know if our class has discovered that, but the fact that they can go 10 years back with programs, it's like totally amazing. But to answer your question, and of course there were many programs. I remember you even had a class instructor that did a bit of appliance servicing program with you. And there were many times there that I wanted to phone in and help out the situation. But because I still had a full-time job, obviously I listened to most of the programs off from GCN taped programs. But and yeah, it's just I have this great feeling. I love to teach. I love to tell people what I know. I also love to learn. And so I hope that
it does.
Better.
It does. And that instructor's name is Kevin. He's a young
Kevin,
guy.
That's right. Yes,
yeah,
I remember.
Young married guy.
Yeah,
in Florida.
He loved his horses. There's nothing like that or racing.
He's just a brilliant young man. He was an entrepreneur.
Yes.
He wanted to. He did what you did. He started his own business, uh-huh. And he got so busy. You know, he would broadcast while he was driving to a customer's location.
Yes, I remember. That was
Kevin, a great guy. Frank, I want to tell you something I did over the weekend, and this has been a challenge for pretty much everyone who has built a solar system. And I was talking with one of our campers yesterday, and he was in the business of selling solar systems, solar power generation systems, to people. And I said to him, do you know of any one of your customers? And he's no longer in that business, but he was. And I said, do you know any one of your customers who built a solar array that could power a whole house air conditioning system, you know, an HVAC system?
Mm-hmm.
He said, no. And I said, well, now you do. Now you do. And, Frank, I got to tell you, I was grinning from ear. I'm still grinning from ear to ear. I literally decided I wanted to see. So our solar array can generate up to around 50 kilowatts a day. So it's a fairly large one for typical farmhouse. But I experimented with it, and I did a couple things that I wanted to share with the class. So what happened is we would use our battery bank overnight, and it's a nickel iron battery bank, 1,000 ampere hours at 48 volts. And it would take a long time to charge that darn thing. This thing weighs 8,800 pounds. It's huge. It would not fit in the back of a pickup truck. It's really heavy. It's like, maybe over 8 feet long. It's, 4 feet wide and about, 5 feet tall. It's huge. And, so this battery bank takes, quite a bit to charge it. We have three solar arrays, three charge controllers, and the inverter is 6,800 watts. Well, I thought about it, and I was looking at the meters, and I thought, I think I can reduce the charge voltage from 64 volts to 62 volts. And I can tell the system that the batteries are fully charged when they hit 58 volts, 58.6 volts. So I reduced the charging voltage by 2 volts. Well, that darn system sprang into life. It loves it, and it's generating more electricity than it ever has. I thought, okay, now that I've got a full battery bank, I want to see. So I moved the circuit breaker for the outside unit for the air conditioning system. I just moved this 240-volt breaker over to the solar array, hit the switch, and it runs. So I've never seen that before, Frank. I've never seen a solar array power a whole house air conditioning system. We have it.
Well,
I wanted to share the rest of this little bit of a story with you. And just so you might want to think about this, class. So it can be done.
You should be grinning from ear to ear with that.
I am. So we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back with Frank.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.